This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Cherry Creek Schools Superintendent Chris Smith announced his retirement today after an investigation revealed a toxic culture within the district. Current and former staff told our partners at Denver 7 the problems stemmed from Smith's relationship with the district's chief human resource officer, Brenda Smith, who is his wife. His last day is Friday. Jennifer Perry has been named interim superintendent. The state announced $1 million in new grants this week to help train HVAC technicians in order to meet its climate goals and reduce emissions, Ray Solomon reports.
The funds will go to four programs across the state, including Blue Sky Training in Southwest Colorado and Pickens Technical College in Aurora. It will fund things like mobile heat pump labs, employment-ready certification programs, and scholarships. Heat pumps are energy-efficient heating and cooling systems that can shrink the carbon footprint of buildings. HVAC technicians are considered a critical part of Colorado's climate workforce, and state officials say these grants will help train up to 400 new technicians. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Denver finished the regular season 14-3, and football fans packed the stands for every home game. Despite plenty of last-minute drama, the Broncos ranked second in the NFL for home attendance, with nearly 688,000 fans at Empower Field. The Dallas Cowboys were first. Denver may have fallen short of the Super Bowl this year, but one thing's clear, Broncos country never left the building. You're listening to CPR News.